Sechat Shmaya B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Kavod Purim. What are we holding by Vav Adar, yeah? So we have less than 10 days till Purim Chevra. So what's an avoda for an ish pnimi, which I think we all are, like we see, like we have in our Gemara in Sukkah this year, on Mem Dal, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, what? It says, Ra'isi b'nei aliyah v'hein mu'atin. Shimon Bar Yochai says, I see b'nei aliyah, and there are very little of them. So how do we become ben aliyahs? What's an avoda to become a ben aliyah? I mean, what to be nichnas, what ben aliyah means, it means nichnas into Kedusha. How do we get ourselves into Kedusha? To get ourselves to really be b'nei Torah, and not just be stomp people who are in a yeshiva for a year. So here we go. When a malik first comes onto the scene in Parshas B'Shach, yeah? So it says that we were in Refidim, right? And then it says a malik attacks us there, right? Vayava a malik. And then it's very interesting that B'Shalach ends with a malik, but Melcham is a malik there, and then it goes right into Yisro. You know, what's Parshas Yisro all about? Kabbalah Satorah. Right, the whole thing is about Kabbalah Satorah. So what's the shaykhus that a malik, Melcham is a malik comes, and when we beat a malik, then we enter into Torah? What's the shaykhus of a malik in Torah? That's question number one. So if you look, before Amalek comes onto the scene, right, first we say, Hayesh Hashem b'kibeinu im'ayin. We say, is Hashem in us or not? And then the next pasuk says the following, Vayavo Amalek. Amalek comes, Vayilachem im Yisrael, and they fight, they have war with Yisrael. Where is the place, Chevra? Berefidim. In the place called Refidim. Okay, so if you look at the Baal Turim, he says, what's Refidim? Baal Turim says, Berefidim, Biraf Yadayim, with the weakness of our hands. He says, Sherafu Yadayim in Mitzvos, that we weakened ourselves in Mitzvos. And he says, a remez, that says, Baal says, Im Yisrael Berefidim. So Im Yisrael Berefidim is Bigmatra exactly, Rafu Yadayim in Mitzvos. Okay? It means that what? Our hands were weak in Mitzvos, and therefore Malik was able to attack us. So it also says in the Gemara is that Refidim in Tzvi Tzavik, all the Sarim say this, right? Built off of Gemara. So Refidim is the same word, is a notrikon, it hints to what? Rafu Yedehem Minat Torah. It says that what? We were very weak in Torah. Therefore, because we were Rafu Yedehem Minat Torah, that our Torah was very weak and we weren't strong in Torah, what does it say? Vayava Malik. So what's the Nakuda? Nakuda is that when we're weak, Dafka in Torah, that's the number one way that a Malik comes and attacks us. Right? So that's Amalek's Pesach. Oh, Yaakov Moshe. Yeah? So that's how Amalek can attack us, Chevra, when we're weak in Torah. So very interesting. On this Pasuk, Chevra, you know what Rashi gives the mashal of? We say, is Hashem with us or not? Right? We're not sure. Hashem just did Kriyas Yamtsev. He did all the Nisim. Right? Took us out of Mitzrayim. And then we ask questions. Is Hashem here or not? So Chevra, listen to this mashal that Rashi gives about our question. Vayavo Amalek. Samach parsha zu l'mikrazeh. Lomar. Tamir ani beinichem. Umezuma l'chol tzarcheichem. V'atem omrim ha'yeshem l'kevein r'ayim. Hashem says, I'm always with you and I'm always doing everything you need. And you ask, am I here or not? Chayechem she'akelev bo v'noshech eschem. V'atem tzoakim elai v'teidu echanani. He says, what's going to happen is that the dog's going to come and bite you and then you're going to start screaming, oh, here's Hashem. Where's Hashem? Right? So what does he give? So he says that the dog's going to come and eat you. So in this case, who would the dog be? Amalek. Interesting. Rashi compares a Malek to a dog. Okay? Don't forget that. Mashal. So now Rashi. So that's A. Now Rashi gives a Mashal. Mashal adav sheherkiv benoach seifo v'yetz aderech. So Mashal, a father is holding his son on his shoulders and they go out onto the derech. Haya oso aben roech chefetz. He sees a certain object. Vomer abba. Tol chafet zeh v'tenli. He says, go get me that object and give it to me. But who knows? And he gives it to him. V'chein shniyah. And then happens the second time. He says, Abba, give me that. Father bends down and gives it to him. Third time, bends down and gives it to him. Paguba damecha. Then they're walking and they bump into a person. Amar lo oso ben. The son says to this person, Reises Abba, do you see my father? I don't know where he is. Now, where's the son? He's on his shoulders. And he says, do you see my father? I don't know where he is. Amar lo aviv. The father says to him, Ein chayodei heichan ani. You don't know where I am? I'm going to throw you off of me, and the dog is going to come bite you, and then you're going to realize that I'm right here the whole time. Interesting, no? So, hey, it's an intense mashal, right? It's like we ask where Hashem is. Hashem says, hello, I'm only doing everything for you. But it's interesting that of all animals to choose, he chooses a kelev. And who's that compared to? Amalek. Which shows that what? Apirashi, Amalek is compared, has a shaykhus to a kelev.
We're like grateful towards Father.
Oh, so different yanim. Kelev in pnimish of pnimis, there's different yanim. You could be makir tov. You could be makir tov someone. Doesn't mean they're good. So kelev dafka in the world of pnimis. Again, if you have a dog, we're not lab dog. We're talking about physical dogs. We're talking about the spiritual world of kelev represents. Okay? Yeah. So listen to this, chevra. This is unbelievable. Do we have a marker here? So basically, it goes like this: is that we have three enemies, three basic enemies. Yeah, who are they? We have Yishmael, Esav. If you could, yeah. We have Amalek. We have Esav, and who? And Yishmael. Okay, so it goes like this: throughout the Torah, you see that when Avram and Yitzchak go up to do a case Yitzchak, what does he say? It says, Aniva na nechad ko. And what do you say to them? And you guys remain here with the chamor. Right? Who stays with the chamor? Yishmael and Eliezer. So therefore we see from there that Yishmael is compared, he's equal to a chamor. Okay? Chamor. Ches, mem, vav, resh. So who do we see that Esav's compared to? Esav's downfall is through who? Is through Yosef. Yosef's compared to Shor b'kedusha. And Esav, as far as, is compared to Shor b'klipa. Okay? So now we have what again, Chevra, what's Yishmael compared to? Chamor. What's Esav compared to? Shor. Okay? Good. So now we have Chamor. Chamor is there. Yeah? And Shor. Yeah? So now, from the essence of Chamor and Shor, right, from the middle letters of them, what if you take the middle letters? So the middle letters of Chamor is Memvav. How much is Memvav? 46. How much is Shor? Vav? 52. Gematria Kelev. From the pnimius, from the essence of what Yishmael and Esav represent, comes who? Comes the Kelev. Who's the Kelev? How do you see that? Have a listen to this. It says, Farm Bring Down, that when Esther Amaka went into Achashverosh, right? She went into Achashverosh. She said, Perek Chaf Bezatil. Says, Keli Keli Lama Zatani. Hashem, why have you abandoned me? Okay, Chaf Bezatil. That's why I think it's Farm. It's an easy to say Chaf Bez on Purim. Okay? So this is the words that she says in Pasuk. Chafal, have a listen to this. Hatzila mecherev nafshi, save my life from the sword, miyad kelev yichidasi, right? From the clutches of a dog. Okay? Chavra, what's the first letters of Hatzila? Is? Hey. Mecherev? Nafshi. What do you get? Haman. And what's the next words? Miyad kelev yichidasi. From the kelev. You see again that what? That a Malik is compared to a dog. Hatzil mecherev nafshi, Rashi Tevas Haman, miyad kelev, from the kelev.
That a Malik.
What? Haman's a Malik, exactly. And he's the root of a Malik, right? So we see that what? That this is the idea of the kelev. That the. Hatzil mecherev nafshi, miyad kelev yichidasi, chaf beis chaf alef. Right? So we see again, the two klipos of Shor and Hamor, which is Yishmael and Esav, comes out from the essence of them, comes who? Are this from Arya Kon? Yeah, comes who? That's where the Kelev comes. That's the dog, and that's a Malik. Like Rashi compares them to. So a Malik is like a Kelev. Okay, very good. So now that I can tell you they're Kelev, what does that mean for us? Right, what does that mean that a Malik is compared to a Kelev? So it's in some Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Yeah? Masechet Beitza. However, this is unbelievable right now. It's awesome. Now I'm going to show some stuff. Here we go. Let's go to Masechet Beitza. Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Where's Beitza? There's Beitza. Okay? A little bit basic Gemara Rashi Tosfos, okay? Here we go. Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Yeah? So this is what the Gemara says. Tana Mishmei, the Remeir, Mipnei Mat Nitna Torah Yisrael. Why is the Torah given to Klai Yisrael? Mipnei Shein Azim, because they're brazen. Okay? Tana Dever Yishmael, Mimino Eish Dash Lama, Amar Kavish Baruch Hu, Ru'uyin Halalu, Shetinas In Lehem Das Eish, Okay, so he says there that because we're brazen, right, therefore we needed the Torah to kind of take away our brazenness, right? Because if not, no one will be able to touch us ever. Okay, so that's the Gemara I'll be shot right now, that's what we're saying there. Listen to this. Find the Amr of Shimon ben Lakish. Right? Rish Lakish says, Gimel Azenhein. There's three people or things, you know what Azen means? That are brazen. You know what brazen is? Brazen is very
bold.
Stubborn, bold. Oh, good. There's bold, which is bold good or bad?
Good.
Bold's very good. Right? Stubborn.
Not
Oh, so, but Aziz, which one is it? Is it brazen? Is it stubborn or bold? Very good. It's perfect that you guys answered that. So listen to this. Amarish, Damarish, Lakish, Kimel Azin. There are three people or things that are Azin. One is Yisrael Be'umos, that we are brazen, are bold to the nations. So Yisrael has Aziz. Kelev Bechayos, a dog is considered brazen. Okay, who's a dog, Chever? Amarle, good. Tarnagol Bofos, okay, a rooster to the other birds. Vish Omrim Af Eiz Vivehema Daka, certain type of sheep to other animals. Vish Omrim Af Tzlaf Bilanos, a caper bush to other trees. So remind me before we finish about why the Tzlaf Bilanos. But let's focus on the first two. Who do we see has Azus? One, Israel, and two, Kelev, which is who? Amalek. So now we have Kedusha is Kla Israel. And the Rashis and Tumah is who is Amalek. Like it says, Rashis Gaim Amalek. So they both have the same Midah. What's going on here? Yeah? So we see something interesting. So now we tied all back in. So what's the main Nakuda of Amalek? Why is Amalek so successful in a way? Right? Why they always come? Why do we hate them so much? It's because you know what their Indian is? Their Indian is what? Azus. Because they're compared to a dog. And a dog is an Az. It's an Az. It's someone who's brazen. Who's stubborn. And that's a Malik's whole Nakuda. Their stubbornness. Their Azus. There's a concept called, but it's Azus de Klipa. It's Azus in a bad way. They use it badly. How do you see this? So it goes like this. The Nassim Breslover says the following. He says that basically, when we went through Kriyas Yamsuf, we were mamish on fire. The world couldn't touch us. We just had the sea split for us. The whole world says, if you look at Az Yashir, right? All of Az Yashir is saying left and right. These ones, Az Nivalu Al Fayadom, Elei Moab Yachzim Rad, Namu Koish Vichanan. Everyone's terrified of us. No one could touch us. So how did it happen that that all of a sudden the Umos weren't afraid of us anymore? What happened? All right? So there's a Rashi in Sefer Devarim says the following. It says, you know what happened? Rashi gives a mashal about why Amalek is so bad. Asher Karcha Baderach, right? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, you know what the mashal is? Is that Klai Yisrael was, he gives a mashal again. Klai Yisrael was compared to a burning hot bath. You know what I'm talking about? You have that burning hot bath or burning hot coffee, right? But you're like, I gotta drink this, but you can't do it. But what do you know about it?
It's gonna ruin you.
But what? But once you get that first taste, cool. You might burn yourself, but what? After that, you can drink it in a second. So you know what Amalek said? The whole world is terrified of Klai Yisrael. Amalek said, you know what? We're going to jump in. We might get burnt. What are we going to do to them? We're going to cool them down. That's Asher Karcha B'derach. Karcha is Lashon of Kriyas, of cold. So the Malik said, you know what? We might get hurt, but you know what? Who cares? Boom, they jumped in. And yeah, we beat them in a war. We damaged them, but what happened? But they cooled us down. That they showed the rest of the world, look, you could attack them. That's Azus. What that means in Azus is that it's not being afraid of anyone else. But it's Azus the Klipa. For example, when's the first time in the Megillah we see Haman? It's Machlokes, it's Daniel or Haman. But Alpi, the Midrash says it's Haman, right? What's Haman's other name?
Prepared.
Oh, very good. Memuchan. Right? Memuchan, yeah? Memuchan, it means that he's prepared for the Gemara, I think it's Joshua. Memuchan, that he was Memuchan for Peronius, fine. But when's the first time we see Memuchan? Memuchan, come on, you gotta know this. First parak. What does he do? What's the Eitzah Memuchan gives? Achashverosh calls his seven advisors and says, what should I do to my wife?
He says kill
her. Oh, he says kill her. Let me ask you a question. Now, according to the king's numbers, right? One, the first guy in charge would probably be the first guy to answer, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So the guy who's seventh in line is going to have the last word. Who was the seventh officer? It was Haman, it was Memuchan. So the Gemara says, you know what? Hedyot kafetz l'rosh. The hedgeot, the stupid person, the nothing person, he jumped to the front. And he answered before everyone else. So Rav Nassim Breslover says, yeah, why? Because that's a Malik's whole Indian. It's that they jump before everyone else. Why? Because they're not afraid. They don't care about what even though you're supposed to answer, he says, no, I want to answer first. That's the brazenness of Malik. And that's what a Malik represents. That's why Haman, he's the one who answers. He jumps to the front. Again, why? Because they're like the caliph. That what? A caliph's not afraid of anyone. But again, here also, they're not afraid to attack us. Why? Because all they want to do is just destroy us. And they have the Azus de Klipa. Right? And that's the Azus, the brazenness, like you said, the stubbornness. Right? The worst person is a stubborn person. Right? You could have that this could be my chair, and it says my name on it. You get a stubborn person in my chair. What? Sir, it says my name on it. Prove it to me. Prove it to me, right? You can't move a stubborn person, right? The worst person is a stubborn person. Right? You can't even budge them. That's a malik. That's what they represent. Azus the klipa, chevra. That's the big word. Azus the klipa.
Stubborn is
brazen, exactly. It's the two generally, a boldly of stubbornness. So that's that. So we look that the first parsha we see a malik is parsha b'shalach. So what precedes a malik, a couple of prakim before, is Az Yashir, Shir Asayam. It says a couple of times in Shir Asayam, it says, Azi v'zim rasiya. What word do you see in there? Az, right? And then it says the following words, Nehalta be'azcha el neve kachacha. So Chavre, listen to this. This is unbelievable. Listen to what Rabbeinu says. Oh yeah, Rabbeinu, Chavre. Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nachman says the following, Likud Maran. He says, what does it mean, Nehalta be'azcha el neve kachacha? He says, Nehalta is lashon of elevating, right? Says Nehalta be'azcha with Azus the kedusha Nehalta, you lift up where El Neve Kachecha. That's how you get into kedusha. He says only Ayidei Azus the kedusha of boldness of kedusha, like the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, right? Be bold as leopard, be Az Kanemer. Rav Nachman says Nehalta be'azcha El Neve Kachecha. That only through Azus the kedusha of being bold, being confident, right, going above and beyond. That's the only way you could enter into kedusha. Listen to this, Chavre. This is the Kute Eitzos. These are like a likud of Eitzos that Rabbeinu gave. Azus. So now, what do we see about the Midah of Azus? We see on one side, it's very bad and destructive, such as the Malik. But on the other side, we see, what is Rabbi Nachman saying? That you need this. What's Shulchan Aruch telling us? We need this. So which one is it, right? Azus, he Midah ra me'od, ki az panim lekanim. Like it says Birkei Avos. Az panim, person who has brazenness, goes straight to hell. Here we go. Kimokin tzarch adam davka shielo azas the kedusha. Person has to have azas the kedusha. Ki e efshar lavo la tzadika emes ulis karvel kedusha. He says it's impossible to enter in kedusha. Ki im aide azas davka. Only through azas. Ki kol hamonim vacholkim hamisnagdim ikir kolcham hurak aide haazas shehi machus ablotaga. It says all the ways that the klipos care. Chevra, who's a malik today? The Yitzhahara. Like we saw last night from the Zohar Kaddish. Right? In Chedek Gimel, Kuf Samech. Amen Aleph, right? The Zohar Kaddish says the following. It says the Yitzhahara today is a malik. So a malik is the biggest misnagit to us. You know what the koach of the Yitzhahara is? Azus. He doesn't let you budge. He's stubborn to you. I want to go to Shir. No, you can't go to Shir today. It's too cold outside. Relax, you're learning too strong. Come on, what's the girl in the rover gonna think, right? What's she gonna say? You're not gonna come over to her tonight, right? What's the guy gonna say that you're not gonna go out to Ben Yehuda to hang out with the boys? Now who cares about night seder? That's the Yitzhar, that's stubbornness. Okay, Misha wrote to Livchor B'Chaim, who is Karev Elmas. Person wants to choose Chaim. However, this isn't an Indian of good and bad. This is an Indian of Chaim and Mavis, of life and death. A person wants to be Shaykh to Chaim. It's impossible. You have to be very bold. You have to stand up to Yitzhara and stand up to all those who say no to you, all those who tell you can't enter Kedusha. When you get back to America, you have to come hang out with the boys again. You have to smoke again with us. You have to be drinking with us. You have to go to the clubs with us again. That's Azus the Klipa Chevra, and it's Azus the Kedusha that we need to stand up to that, and that's a Malik. However, it's impossible. It's zero chance unless you have Azus the Kedusha. Which means that, one, you have to be bold. You have to be confident. Not in the way of Gaiva. We know that. Not in the way of Gaiva. In a way of confidence. Of what? That I'm a Yid. And I stand up for being a Yid. If it means to dress more like a Yid. If it means to have hair like a Yid. If it means to speak like a Yid. If it means to do whatever it takes to be like more of a Jew. That's what it requires to do. And you have to do it, because if not, then that's a malik. It's the Azus the Kedusha that we need. So big Indian of Purim is that we say in the Nigin of Shoshanas Yaakov. Right? Shoshanas Yaakov, everyone knows Nigin. Shoshanas Yaakov, right? Everyone knows that? Right? Biras Yaakov, Tcheles Morchai, Chua Sam Hayisa La Netzach. Chua Sam Hayisa La Netzach. However, the whole Indian of Purim is an Indian of Netzach. Even though Rizal says it's Keneged the Sphere of Netzach, And also it's nitzchius, like the Gemara says, that lasilavo, all other yom tovim can be batal except for Purim. It lasts the netzach nitzach. So what does it mean netzach? Netzach means eternal. It also means to be victorious, to triumph. So the Or Gedal Yahu in his Mamarim on Chanukah says something about the Chavra. He says, in a war, how do you know that you won a war? Oh, so that's one part of it, when the other team surrenders. But what else? It's that you take their spoils, right? You take what belonged to them. That's the proof, right? Meaning that what do we see in Mitzrayim? That we didn't leave Mitzrayim, we took everything that belonged to them. We emptied them out, right? So he says, the way you see that you win a war is what you take what belongs to the enemy. So Chevra, you know what we got on Purim? Like Rav Weinberger said one time? You know when we beat Amalek, you know what we took from them? We took that Aziz from them. That's what it was. Is that their Midah, which they used to fight against us, which they used to go against us, you know what it is? When we beat Amalek, Timcha Zeich Amalek, you know what we take from them? Az de Kedusha. Just as Amalek says to us, that what? We were so high. Mamash, we just had created sounds. You know what Amalek said to us? Shkaya, who cares? We're not afraid of you. Right? We're not impressed by you guys. You know what we say to them now on Purim? We're not impressed by you. And we could not care less about anything you do. And what? And we're not going to listen to you. Refidim. Again, they attack us when we're weak in Torah. So you know what we say to them? We're going to be misgaber in Torah. We're going to go strong. And so we take the Aziz to Kedusha, which we said before, and we enter into Kedusha with that Aziz, with that boldness of being proud to be Yid. How many people here are so unproud to be Yid? Right? They're so like afraid. Right? Was there, for Chever who was there at the Shabbos Meiron, was there anything better davening Kabbalah Shabbos there that all the other Hasidim around us, who are the ones who look like they're the ones that are into it, that all of them were coming over to us, dancing with us? That a guy came over to me after davening and begged me to teach him the niggun that we sang during davening? We don't realize it. You realize how geschmack it is to be a Yid? But some people are so not proud of that. Some people say, no, this is like nice, but like, gotta get a job, right? Gotta be a big soccer fan. Gotta be a big Super Bowl, Yag Vayavar. Right? Gotta make sure that I have that big house one day. Gotta impress my boss. Right? Do whatever my family or whoever it is says I have to do. That's the way the world works. Kud is to find yourself in Yiddishkeit, to be proud to be Yid. You know, if you're Zochet to have a Gevaldik family, then that's awesome. Then awesome for you. But there are a lot of people here. I was talking to someone before who said, what? His family's not religious. So it's hard sometimes. You get back and be like, relax with all the Jewish stuff. You know? But sometimes when they see that you're proud, it doesn't mean you have to give them Musar, but when they see that you're proud to be Yid, that Shabbos to you means it's a holy day. A lot of times you don't realize the effect that has on people. Being proud to be Yidin. So much more. For example, when we try to impress the Goyim, you know what happens to us? They kill us. Mitzrayim, Germany, all of history. When we try, when we give back, when we give land to the Palestinians, what happens the next day? Boom, they send rockets on us. But why? It's all about impressing them. We have to get along with them. Chevra, that doesn't work. Impressing Goyim, Chevra, sorry, it doesn't work. When's the last time you tried to impress the Borei Olam? The one who gives you life every single day. And that's Aziz to Kedusha. That what? The believing I'm a Yid. And believing that I want to enter into Yiddishkeit. Because the world around us, you know what Aziz is today? Aziz today is a kid learning in yeshiva for 5 minutes. That's Aziz. Why? Because the whole world around us says, no, don't learn. It's not worth it. 2 years in Eretz, 1 year in Eretz. Oh, what are you going to do? How are you going to start making money? Where's our Aziz to Kedusha? But that's what Purim is. Purim is that you take it. You take back the Aziz to Kedusha. And that's the Indian of everything about Purim is what? It's Vinahapachu. Vinahapachu means that what? That will belong to Amalek, and we use it for ourselves. We take that cloth away from them, and we use it against them. Just as Amalek says to us, we're not impressed with you, so you know what we say to them? We don't care about you either. Super Bowl? I don't have to watch Super Bowl. Watch the NBA playoffs? Watch the NBA All-Star game? Right? I don't care. How many people here are so much more excited to, you know, wear their team on their shirt, wear a picture of a basketball player on their shirt, right? Wear a represent. I mean, I was a guy also. I mean, that was like such stupidity. You know, I remember I used to wear a yarmulke that had Kevin Garnett on it. Because Pasha's that's a Vodazara, right? But it's such a wild thing that we try to be like them. I remember when I was a kid, I went to the game with my Kevin Garnett sign also, tried to get his autograph. What do I, like, who cares? What are we trying to do? And the kudus v'nahapachu is that we get back our ashkafas. We take that azus and we're proud to be yidim. So, Chaver, what's our azus though? What's one of the ways that we could have azus to kedusha?
So I think it's straight up in the Gemara here. Like Svarim read the Gemara like this. It says, read before, Mipnei ma nitna Torah Yisrael. This isn't the Pshat of the Gemara, but this is how Svarim read it. Mipnei ma nitna Torah. Why was the Torah given to Yisrael? Why? Mipnei shein asim. Because they're asim. Why? The Gemara is reading because they're asim, therefore we have to take away their asas. But our pnimis, what we're reading is what? Why was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael? What? Because we're asas. That the Torah is our asas. The Torah gives us asas also. And that's what it means to live a derech Torah. For example, playing as remes, if you take the word asas, the miloi. Yeah, so asas miloi, so ayin is ayin yud nun, zayin is zayin yud nun, vav is vav aleph vav, tuf is tuf vav. Right, so Azaz Fabila means what? The Shlemus of Azaz altogether is Gematria 616, Gematria exactly, HaTorah. Like we say, Vizos HaTorah. Is that you want to know what the Azaz is? The Shlemus of Azaz is? The way you have that Azaz to use Gaber on top of Malik is how? When you're Osik in Torah. But it's not just Stam Osik in Torah. It's Osik in Torah Lishmo with fire. Just as a Malik, they're on fire to go against us. They're not afraid to burn themselves. When's the last time we could enter a little bit deeper into Torah? Right? A little bit deeper into Sugya and say, I don't know. Azus is entering in deeper. And Torah is what gives you this to go above them. Listen to what Rabbeinu says. Nakut Eitzos, Torah Hey, of Azus. He says the following. He says, E'efshar, this goes to Torah's MS, you can't be Zoch the Torah, Ki'im Aide Azus the Kedusha. Only through Azus the Kedusha could you have Torah. Az Kanemer, Kneged Hamonim, Vachokim, V'lo Yisbaishim, V'amaligim. V'chol Echad Kifi Ha'az, this is the best part, right? According to your Azaz. Means the what? According to how much you're working to be proud to be Yid, to be excited to be Yid, to be on fire to be Yid. Kain Zoch LaTorah Tefillah. That's where you're going to be Zoch LaTorah. So you know why people sometimes they try so hard but they don't get it? Because what? Because they're not working on Az Kanemar. Is that they're embarrassed when they go home. They're embarrassed in front of other people to have a bigger yarmulke. They're embarrassed in front of other people to show that I'm excited to be Yid. And therefore what? Yeah. You're not going to have a chiyas in Torah and Tefillah because you're embarrassed of it. It's like, you know, when someone's like walking with like, and like they're walking with like their grandma, they're like, oh God, I can't let my friends see me. So that's sometimes how we feel. My grandma's awesome, you know, for some people, you know. But that's how sometimes people feel, like, oh God, I have a safe in my hand. What can I do with it? Don't be afraid. Be excited because this is your azus. This is your weapon. This is what brings you. So because of our Azaz, that makes us right to Torah. It's actually nice also, because we said before from Rabbeinu, Ne'alta be'azcha el neveikachecha. So be'azcha el is Gematria 610, is Gematria Torah. Again, showing what? That with the Torah, that's where we get our Azaz from. That's how we enter in. Being mechazik in limana Torah. That's what takes a malik down more than anything else. That's why you know, what's one of the nyanim of Purim? People think Purim is just a day of drinking and dancing and that. It's also a day people don't realize, a big day of Lumina Torah, Tefillah also. People forget about that. Like it says in the Gemara and Shabbos, Kimu Mashkiblu Kfar. It's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. You guys knew that? Who here knew that Purim was a day of Kabbalah Satorah? Sad, we don't realize that. We don't realize that Purim is not just a day of holiness. It's a day of Kedusha. What is it? Purim is a day we're Mekabbal the Torah. Beratzon, that's the difference. Kabbalah Torah Beratzon. Because this whole Nekuda, why? Because the Torah is what gives us our Azaz. And that's our Mechias HaMalik. With that Azaz the Kedusha. That's why if you take Torah of Miloy, so Torah means, when I say Miloy, it means that you take a word, for example, Aleph, yeah? So Aleph could, how do you spell the word Aleph? Aleph Lamed Pei. Bez Yotav. So every word, every letter in the Aleph Bez could be spelled that. Yeah? So now let's spell the word Torah. So Tav. It's tough vav. 406. Who's adding this up? Eitan's adding it up. Yeah? Tough vav is 406. Vav is vav aleph vav. 13. Resh is resh yud shin. 510. And hey is hey aleph. 6. How much is Torah b'miloi?
425 plus
510
is 935.
Oh, givadik, 935. Match exactly Mordechai Esther. Is what? Because that's the whole matzias of what Mordechai and Esther represent. They represent what? Not just stomp two people who drank their way in. It's two people, what? That their lives are built on Torah and Tefillah. Right? You see, Mordechai is part of the Sanhedrin. That's why we don't realize that, what? Because Mordechai was so osik in the Imanah Torah, therefore what, he's on Sanhedrin, and therefore he knew all 70 languages. So what did that gain him, Chevra? What do we know about him knowing all the languages? How did that help us out?
Oh, he heard Big Son and Seresh. Big Son and Seresh didn't think he knew it. Why did he know it? Because he was such a Talmud Chacham. Esther, she davened. Whole thing, 3 days of fasting. Right, of tefillah, Torah and tefillah. So again, Torah and tefillah is Gemach Mordechai and Esther.
Mordechai and Esther are
the meal,
right?
Huh?
Mordechai and Esther are also the meal, or no?
No, Mordechai is 274, Esther is 661. It's much, not exactly 935. Right? Because this is what takes down a Malik, Chavra, the Torah. Well, not just Stam Torah, Torah learning like fire. You know what a Malik says about Torah? Learn Torah. You can learn it. But just as you learn a science textbook, that's how you should learn Torah also. So there's no chias in it. There's no premius in it. Like, there's no ratzon in it. That's what we're lacking. It goes like this. We say, in Bechting, we say, Hashem owes la amoyite. Right, what's that talking about? What's it talking about? That Hashem gave over his the boldness. What's that remez do? What did he give us?
Torah.
Torah. So what's it called though?
Oz.
That Torah is called Oz straight up. Because what Torah is, it gives us our Ozes. Oh, so now we have the word. We have to say gematria on it, right? So you take Purim b'miloy. So Purim b'miloy is pei hei. Vav is vav aleph vav. Resh is resh yud shin. Yud is yud vav dal, mem is mem mem, which means that Purim in Shlemus, the greatness of Purim, is gematria exactly Hashem owes la'amu yitin. Because Purim's the day that we get that Azus. That Azus v'dafka how? In Torah. It's that the Torah is not stam a little thing that we can read. You know, sit back, eat some sunflower seeds, right? It's what? This is my life. Right? You would never see a soldier in the middle of war. Right? In the middle of war, imagine you came. Yeah, in the middle of war. There's the enemies right there. A soldier's just chilling with his gun like this and eating sunflower seeds. You'd be like, are you crazy? Do you know what's going on there? Why is learning Torah any different? Hakol kol Yaakov yedayim de'esav. But you know what takes down those yedayim de'esav? The kol kol Yaakov. That's kol Torah and kol tefillah. Do we realize that? That the chashivas that we have here, that our Torah is taking down a Malik. Like we say in davening, every single day, chevra, eviv arechev, these come with their chariots, ve'elav asusim, and these come with their horses to fight us. How do we come to war? V'anachnu v'shem Hashem elkein enaskir. That's when we fight our battles. Is that wild? You realize every time you learn Torah, you're in battle. You can't have sunflower seeds while you're in battle. Again, doesn't mean you can't eat a little bit, but you can enjoy it. No one's saying that. But it's the matiz, it's the hashkafa. What does it look like? Right? When you see kids sitting in the base measures like this. Amr, yo, Rabbi, I got my phone on me. What's up, Rabbi? Mess with me, right? What is that? It's just our hashkafas are so off, we have no idea what's going on. We have to realize that what we're osik in is big time stuff. We're at war. We're at war with the Malik in the base medrash. And you know what happened, unfortunately? A Malik has mamash penetrated the base medrash. It's scary to say that, but they penetrated. Why? Because every other guy has their phone right next to them. I'm guilty of this also. Right? How many? Everything is in the base medrash. You'd think that you grunt the base medrash be free. Chachlal, not true. Realize the chevra that we're in war. Take it seriously. Realize the chashivas that you were chosen to be here. And that Purim, the whole matias of Purim, it gives us that azus. The what? That the base measures is the base kadosh, a bias kadosh. That's what we have to realize, Trevor, and that's what Purim gives us. It gives us this azus to say that what? My phone, it doesn't come to the base measures. My phone, it doesn't come next to me. I don't need it right now. That's one of the nice things about this workout that they're doing, right? Is that what? It's important to realize that what? You could learn for 5 hours straight. You could learn for an hour straight. How many of us thought that was possible when the year started? Impossible, right? To realize that what? But you're building Kalim. But realize that that's a reality. It's not just time that you do this. You can do this for the rest of your life also. It's a real thing. But we said before, the difference between Kabbalah Satorah by Shavuos versus Kabbalah Satorah on Purim is that by Shavuos it says, Kafaleim Harki Yigigis. Hashem put a mountain over our heads and heads, and he already said to us, if you Makabla Torah, good. If not, here's where you're going to die. So what happens? What is that? So I'm saying we were Makabla by being forced. Right? So Purim, you know what Purim was? It was that we recall it, beratzon. That we wanted it, chevra. That's the nekuda of Purim. It's a Kabbalah Torah that I have a ratzon in Torah. Yeah? Sounds to be nice. I thought of Marv, at Marv last night. We say every day Marv. Umachuso beratzon kiblu aleihem. Right? So my Rebbe, Matul Zober, said, Umachuso beratzon kiblu aleihem. That what? Not just stam that we say Shema, oh God, I'm forced to mikabal Hashem on me. That what? Machuso beratzon kiblu aleihem. With a ratzon in mikabal. That what? Of course I want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Of course I want to learn Torah and do Avodah. Not that I'm forced. So if you take what's Gmatcha Biratzon. So we know we say, Mishenichnas Adar Marvim, V'simcha. That Adar is the time of Simcha now. And it's also a time of Ratzon. So what's Gematria Bir Ratzon? Ratzon is 346, so add to. Oh, Kvala, 348, perfect. So Bir Ratzon is Gematria 348, is Gematria exactly Sameach. That what? That whole Nakud of Bir Ratzon means that what? It's Mekal Besimcha. Like we say, Besimcha Rabba V'amruchula, Micha Moch B'il Hashem. That's what Purim is. The what? I'm excited about Torah. I'm excited about Avodas Hashem. And I'm excited about Azik Dusha. Why? Because Rabbeinu says in Dalid, Lavola Azik Dusha. For a person to come to Azik Dusha, who are you day? How? Simcha. By being Besimcha, that's how you get Azik Dusha. Because you know what a Malik represents? You know what a Haman represents? Represents depression. Represents loneliness and laziness. Like we say, like we said last night, the whole nakuda of Torah, Torah is that you're supposed to learn Torah 101 times, which represents going l'mal m'nekeva. So, you know what a malik represents? A malik is the osios amel kuf. That you put a melis into only 100 times, not 101. That you don't go l'mal m'nekeva. That's what a malik represents, being lazy. Ki ikr azusov is chaskuso shel adam, the ikr az is brazenness. And the chizuk of a person is karev l'avod Hashem, to come closer to l'avod Hashem, who? Al yidei simcha, the chedva. It's through being besimcha. Like it says, the pasuk says, ki chedvas Hashem, the joy of Hashem, who? He? Ma'uzchem, is your azas. That Hashem gets the simcha from that. So mishinichas adar mar besimcha. So what's the goal of the simcha? It's to bring us that azas, to be excited to be yidin. To realize how gishmak it is to be a yid. The only good of a malik, like Rav Shor says, is that a malik represents olam ha-mikre. Asher karcha b'der. So karcha is a lashon of mikre. You know what mikre means? Mem kuf reish hay? Mikre means just happenstance. And so everything just, there's no miracles. Right? That everything's just like, Hashem's not running the world. Hashem doesn't care. He pressed it on autopilot. And there's no one running the show. Everything to them is mikra, right? A person could go through all of Megillas Esther and literally look at it and say, what? What an unbelievable story. Amazing how all it worked out. And you could totally say that, what? Hashem's not in this. L'maisa, Hashem's not, name isn't in there, right? And you could mamish think that this is just like a story, like, wow, great, amazing movie line, right? Storyline. A person could think Hashem's not in there. And it's all what? It's all happenstance. But what do we know as Yidden? Megillas Esther represents what? Being Megala, what's Hester? Revealing what's hidden. Is that who's hidden in the Megillah? The Borei Olam. So Megillas Esther represents what? It's Megala that Hashem's in the side of everything. He's behind the scenes of everything and running the show. He's the boss. He's, as Rav Isaac would say, he's the big boy Rebbe, you know? Yeah? Hope I don't get in trouble for that, you know? But I got it only because you got to call out Isaac, yeah? Hashem's running the show here. There's no one better than him. Hey, as Avi tells me, right? There's a console GOAT, right? Greatest of all time. That's a Borei Olam. Yeah? Borei Olam is not the greatest of all time. There's no shilas, no questions, you know? So Malik's whole thing is that what? Mikre. Everything's, there's nothing l'mal m'neteva. So Chavar, what's come out your mikre? Mem Kuf is 140. Reish Hei is 205. 345. What do we say was Ratzon? 346. That Ratzon is one above mikre. Ah, very good. Is that what? It goes one above a malik. Is that a malik represents the world of mikre? Mikre, everything just happens this. You know what we say? No. It's all ratzon. But the nekuda is, if I have a ratzon to find the Borei Olam, that takes me above a malik. But if my ratzon and Torah isn't there, then what? Then I'm learning the same Torah as a malik wants me to. And that's the nekuda, chevra. So I'll tell you remez. Is that if you take the word azas de kedusha, azas de kedusha is gematria 902, is gematria hapurim. Like it says, yimei hapurim ha'ilim. So, because it has a hey there. Right, it's a word. No, it's a hey, there's a hey. It says, yimei hapurim ha'ilim. I believe in the Megillah. Right, so az de kedusha is gematria hapurim. So what's the whole Indian of Purim? Right, the days of Purim. Yeah? The whole nekuda of Purim is this az de kedusha. To stand up to Malik and say, what? I'm not impressed by you. What's gematria? Take gematria of be'az de kedusha, right? In az de kedusha, like it says, na'ata be'azcha. So be'az de kedusha is gematria 904, is gematria exactly achashverosh haman. Is that the way you take down achashverosh from haman is what? You use their kochas against them. And chevra, when you think, oh, what is achashverosh? Achashverosh is a bigger rush than the haman, potentially. Achashverosh was all along the whole lines. He wanted this also. Right? So achashverosh haman, gematria be'az de kedusha. Chevra, that the way that you take them down, azas. Boldness. Again, you have to daven to understand what azas means. But it's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. What it means bold to be a Yid. It means to stand up to the rest of the world and say, Lord, I'm not impressed by you. Right? I don't need to be the way that you want me to. It means what a proud to be a Yid. So let's go back to our Gemara before. Is that another derech? How do we get this Az to Kedusha? Where do we get it from? If I asked someone, yeah? Scream out answers. Chavra, why are you excited for Purim? What else? Okay, what else? Thank you. You guys are afraid to say it. No, I said you're all excited to drink. That's it. There's no, you know, except for Yaakov Moshe. Yaakov Moshe is tzaddik. See? See? That's what I'm saying, you know? You're sick, you know that? So it goes like this, yeah? So what did we say before? We said we have three Azen. Remember what they were? We said we had Yisrael, we had a Malik, we had the Caleb, sorry. We had an Az, right? We had a Tarnagol, and then the Gemara had one more thing. Yesh Omrim, Aft Slaf Bilanos, the caper bush. So listen to what Rashi says, okay? Rashi says, Slaf Bilanos, Lo Yadati Mahu Az Shelo. I don't know what the Az is, so maybe I'll be Purim, Dick, you can say that what? Az Lo Yada. Maybe Rashi being Ramis to that. I don't know. Right? Slaf Bilanos. And Rashi says, I don't know what the Az is. So we have to figure out, no? What's the Azus of the Tzaf Bilanos? Let's learn a Tysus, yeah? This is what Tosfos says. V'tzaf bilanos. Perish Rashi. V'lo yadana mayazusa. He says, I don't know what it is. U'perish pizoseta. I'll tell you what it is. Mishim de'osa gimel peros alin. Avionos v'kafrisin. Says the az is that this caper bush produces three types of fruits. Okay, that's one answer, yeah? V'od. Shitoin peros b'chol yom. It produces fruits every day. Two answers. Mash inke b'shar ilanos. V'od. Third answer. Perish ri. Da'azusa ha've mimash shorn b'yayin. As the Bach say, Mimasha Osin Yayin. It's Azus the what that it makes Yayin. Mina Kafrisin, from the Kafrisin. Shehi Azah, which is its brazenness. Kidamr Bipita Makatoros, like we say every day in Karbanos, which if you don't say, you should slap yourself in the face, you should start saying Karbanos. Alright? Pita Makatoros, Yein Kafrisin, Lamhuba, Shishorin Baatiporin, Kidesha Tehei, Azah. Which is what? Azus, brazen. So what's he saying? What's the azus of the Tzaf Bilanos? That it makes yayin. That it's yayin is his azus. What's Purim all about? What's on the big in Yanu on Purim? Yayin. Yayin. Nichnas yayin, yatsa. That's a sod. So that's the whole Indian. That's chaver. That's the whole Indian of Purim. But chaver, it spins like this. What do we see from this? Where do you get your azus from?
Yayin.
That's what the whole day is built on. It's not just stum that you drink yayin on Purim. It's that what? You might have a person who drinks say, what? Okay, I'm going to drink this and I'm going to call that girl. I'm going to drink this and I'm mamish. I'm going to stand on a chair and say, let's go Rangers, right? I'm going to drink this. You know what you're drinking wine on Purim? To be makabel that azus to go up against the malik. To make a kiddush Hashem in the world. That's why you're doing it. And a person who's thinking about drinking a Purim, that's the acre of my Purim, then you have to be careful what you're doing. You should really think twice about drinking. Because you don't want to give the data malik. Think about, what's my ashkafa? Why am I drinking? Why do I want to drink on Purim? Right, a person's ashkafa in Purim should be, I think like the Nesiva Shalom says, is that what it says, chayiv inish, finish the sentence for me, lebesume, bepuraya, ad. You guys don't know what's wrong with you guys. You guys don't know this, you know what I mean? You should know this first day of Shana Aleph. You should know that. Right? So it says chayiv inish, lebesume, bepuraya, ad lo yada. Person is supposed to be the besume. What does besume mean? Some say intoxicated. Some say means he should smell good. Okay. It says bipuraya, right? What does it mean bipuraya? What does bi mean?
In.
If it said on Purim, it should have said al puraya. So what does bipuraya mean? In Purim, meaning what? That the metzius of Purim itself, even without any yain, you should be drunk on Purim. You should be drunk from how great the day is. Right, just as when you have a person, right? I could testify at my wedding, right? Or, you know, when you're at a geshmak wedding, you're dancing somewhere, being by Rav Matzal Zilber for Shabbos, which I haven't been yet, but being by him for Lag BaOmer, right? Winning a championship, if that's what it requires, right? But sometimes you're so excited, and sort of says, are you drunk? Like, no, I'm not drunk, I'm just so besimcha. That's when you should be on Purim also. Is that we drink, why? Because it's a chiyuv. Because that's what Chazal tell us, right? But if a person's not holding that I'm drunk on the Metzius of Purim itself without any yayin, you should be very careful about if you should drink yayin or not. Right? Because what? It's an avodah of Kedusha. Just as in base medrash, you have to realize that you're not in a avoda place, a avoda dik matziv. You have to realize also on Purim there's a avoda going on here. There's a big time avoda going on. So chevra, we should mamish bizocha, to mekabel the days of Purim bekedusha, and bizocha get that azus, stand up to Malik, and not be impressed by them, and stop being like them. Stop being more Yiddishkeit, more Shabbos kodesh, more Purim, right? More primius, more Shem Barichai, more meirum for Shabbos. Right, more fire in the base medrash. Right, that's the nekuda chaver. We should zocher stand up to all those who are against us and stand up to all our enemies. We should zocher that day, Yom Shkul Shabbos Lucha, the Chayalim, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.